I'm not going to accomplish anything by doing so. The only advantage that I could have ever been heard that sounds logical to me at all of standing up as an enemy to the government, or at least in opposition to what the government is doing, is as part of an advertising campaign, merely to attract to you those individuals you want to deal with in this world and are having trouble finding. But there are other ways of finding them, and I don't think I would seek that as the best method. Crusades are futile. They don't accomplish anything. If they do, they were almost totally independent of the intentions of the crusaders and in a way that was not expected. You have to recognize the area you control and go to work there. I think a beautiful example of this, it happened to me, but it's happened to so many other individuals too in the last few years, and it can happen to you. You don't like taxes and you don't like paying them. Well, I'm a small businessman. I have to pay payroll taxes. I have to collect them from the employees, put a whole bunch of money with it, and of course I'm not collecting it from the employees because they're working for what they take home anyway, so I'm paying the whole batch of it. I don't like it. So what do? Go to Sacramento and lobby for lower payroll taxes, or to try to do away with them, or what, or to organize a gigantic combination of businessmen, all of whom have a vested interest in this, and try to do something to create lesser payroll taxes so that the rate might be reduced or something and be more reasonable or closer to reality? Well, all of this would cost thousands or millions of dollars, hundreds of thousands of hours of time, and the net result might be that the total payroll taxes might be eliminated from, say, 15% to 14%. Well, I found another method of handling the thing by looking to the area that I control. So I stopped paying payroll taxes. Not from 15 to 14%, but I just stopped paying them altogether. And not as a protest against the government, but totally within the area of the reality that exists. I converted all my employees from employees to independent contractors, and now none of them are subject to payroll taxes. And where I used to have to worry every 3 months about how I was going to come up with around $1,200 to send it to the Internal Revenue Service and the Department of Employment of California, I no longer bother. Actually, the example is not quite as pure as I'm saying. I have one employee left who works one day a week, and for whom I have to send payroll taxes every 3 months totaling $25 as compared with the $1,200 I used to have to pay. But the point is that within the area that I control, that was available to me, I was able to work a tremendous difference in my life. By butting my head against the wall to try to change the system, to try to rearrange reality to suit myself, the most I could hope for would be to make a slight dent in it for a tremendous cost and resources. And I cite this illustration only to point to the fact that you have two areas to work in. Do you want to rearrange society or do you want to rearrange yourself? By rearranging society, you expend tremendous resources for tiny results. By working on yourself, you expend much smaller resources for tremendous results. It's bearing the fruit comes from working on yourself by accepting reality as it is and then determining what you're going to do within that area that exists. The bureaucracy, incidentally, is much too cumbersome to keep up with all the loopholes. I have no illusions about the fact that within, say, 2 or 3 years, the very system that I am using to avoid payroll taxes may be outlawed in some method and may be no longer possible to do. But the fact of the matter is that in 2 or 3 years, I will easily have thought up another system that will enable me to stay a jump ahead of them. It isn't that I'm smarter than they are or anything else. It is simply that they are a cumbersome, huge, bureaucratic engine which is almost impossible to get moving and to keep going in any given direction. A light-footed individual can always skip around them. I don't mean by that if the governor of the state decided tomorrow... Did I say something wrong? Light-footed. I said light-footed and I will play the tape back. You can't tell me what I said. The point is, of course, that if they want to, they can send the Army and the Navy, they can come and they can get me and they can drag me against the wall and they can shoot me. And there's no way I can stop them unless I have enough warning to try to hide myself. That is reality too. And I'm not trying to say that I'm bigger than the government is. But with regard to regulations and laws and all of these things and trying to plug the loopholes, the individual can always stay 10 jumps ahead of them as long as he's concerned enough to do so. But there are areas that are not in your concern where you willingly pay what they ask in the present rather than expend the resources for what little you might gain. Again, it comes back to why crusade? Any kind of a collective crusade at all is subject to the profit motives of whoever happens to be leading the crusade or making the decisions. No matter what the nature of that crusade, whether it be political or non-political, attempts to change the government or to create a new society, you cannot have a collective crusade that isn't made up of more than one.